Welcome to Lifehouse. Are you all encouraged?
Yes.
I am. I'm very encouraged. I'm pleased. It's interesting, worship and like what we do, I'm never surprised that we find the Spirit of God like that. And why do we do that? And who are we? And you know, some of these things I want to communicate to you a lot that I'm nowhere near I'm going to get to my sermon notes as planned, but I'll touch some of this stuff on Battle Ready. But primarily, I want to give you this thought about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? This is not my sermon. My sermon's Battle Ready, but in terms of time frame and that sort of thing, I just want to communicate who we are and what we're doing. We use language very consistently about the Word and the Spirit. What that means is that we value the Word of God, the written objective revelation of the Word of God. This is what we value. This is what we live by as we teach and preach and study and learn theology and such and how to live and all of that, as you know. We also depend on the Spirit of God. So we call ourselves people that are both Word and Spirit. So we want to depend on the Holy Spirit to operate, to function, to find our direction. The Word of God without the Spirit of God is just simply not enough. The Spirit of God without the Word of God is not enough. We need both the Word of God and the Spirit of God to be able to find the way on. So we're looking for in these moments during worship, and I can tell you, the worship team, when they're playing, they're looking for the opening. They're looking for the open door, so to speak, to find, Lord, what are you doing? And you can tell in the room when people begin to cry, they begin to stretch out hands, the volume begins to go up and people begin to clap and shout and becomes dynamic. We know that the Spirit of God is moving in liberty and he's present. So we look to just ride that wave, so to speak. As a young guy, I used to surf a lot before school, probably way too much. Spend more time on a surfboard than I did in class. But hey, who's telling, right? So I would spend a lot of time waiting for sets to come in, sitting on my surfboard, waiting for the wave to come in. And when the wave would come in, you'd see it at a distance. You know, you'd see the little waves, but about every 15 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, a set would come in. And that's the one I want, and that's when everybody wanted. So you would set up and begin to paddle and catch that wave and ride that. That's where you're going to get the largest barrels and the fastest rides and all of that kind of stuff. And it's just fun, right? We're doing something similar. We're waiting for the Spirit. We're looking for the door, the opening. Lord, what are you doing? And when he comes, we want to take that opening. Sometimes he comes and he calls us to make changes in our behavior. Sometimes he comes and he calls us to say, there's an issue with you and your wife. And I need you to repent. I need you to deal with that. I need you to deal with that character issue. I need you to deal with that issue. There's fear. There's something you need to be healed of. And I know you've been wearing that. I'd love to heal you. And we line up with God. We line up with the truth of Scripture and what God's saying. So we're looking for that. What we call that theology is kingdom theology, the kingdom of God. We believe that Jesus, the kingdom of God, came in and it came with Jesus Christ. He initiated the kingdom of God. And so we look to do what he did. He sent out people, go, right? In Luke 10, I'm sorry, just going to have to roll with me, Bryce, okay? Turn with me to Luke chapter 10, would you? Luke chapter 10, total change up here, guys. Luke chapter 10. It says this, now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others. Say with me, 70 others. 70 others. And he sent them in pairs, ahead of him to every city and to every place where he himself was going to come. So he sent 70 out to the cities, the place before him. So they were kind of preparing the way, if you will. And as he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech, ask, request of the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. We know what that means. We believe that that is the case today. There's plenty of work to do, and there's not a lot of workers to do it. There's more work than there is laborers. Hence, we get concepts like discipleship. We get concepts like learning how to obey the Spirit. We get opportunities to go to Africa. We get opportunities to go do ministry here and there, to visit hospitals, pray for the sick. These are what laborers do. They serve in this place as well. They're full of a servant spirit, of volunteers. These are laborers that serve to build. All of this stuff is part of the labor force that Jesus is speaking of right here. And then he says this in verse 3, go. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Wow, super encouraging, huh? I send you out as lambs, vulnerable. You like that, Tony? Lambs in the midst of wolves. That doesn't sound fun, does it? Makes you crazy, doesn't it? We get sent out as vulnerable, but why? Because we're dependent upon the King Shepherd. We're dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is chaos, there is adversity, there is trouble in this mission that Jesus is sending us on. Here's a little instruction, verse 4. So carry no money belt, carry no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. Total dependency upon the Spirit of God to lead you. Total dependency upon the Spirit of God to provide for you. Total dependency upon the Spirit of God to protect you. Your message, no shoes, your message is His message. We shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're reading that now in Ephesians chapter 6. 10 through the rest of the chapter. Whatever house you enter, first say this, peace be to this house. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you. I went to couple of thoughts. Peace, the idea of peace is that peace is our warfare. Peace is our warfare. This screen here that's up on the stage right here, by the way, we've got an absolute amazing team here. You know that? The people that volunteer here, that serve here, absolutely profound. I want to thank you all, really. All I got to do is communicate. We got a problem, and I communicate a couple things, and then I go away, and it shows up, and it's done. I'm serious. Thank you. Let's give them some hand, can we? You guys are incredible. You serve. You show up. You give. This is your church. This is not my church. This is our church. Your church, you're building this under and through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking for peace. When chaos comes, can you find peace? When adversity comes, can you enter into peace? Because peace is our warfare. When you're at peace, Bryce and I are sitting in the back talking about this thing, and I go, wow, that's interesting. Maybe we should leave it like that. Maybe we should just add another monitor and have two there instead of that. Let's just change it up. Though, I don't know if we're going to do that or not, but my point is this. When adversity comes, what are you doing with it? If you get frustrated and so upset that you can't see straight, you're never going to see the next possible option or the open door that the Lord has for you, right? We turn lemons into lemonade by the grace of God, right? We find the way on through a difficult season. See, Jesus came and set us free, so we become battle ready, and we fight from a position of freedom, not a position of slavery. We're not fighting for our freedom because, like, we don't have it. We're fighting to maintain the freedom that has been given to us. So we walk in the Spirit, we walk in the kingdom, because it's already, Jesus came and set us free, right? We wrestle with the flesh. We wrestle with this mindset that is against the Spirit of God, but we do that from the position of the Spirit. All of us have struggle. All of us face difficulty. It's not that. That's not the problem. The problem could potentially be is what we do with that. The mindset on the flesh is death, according to Romans chapter 8. The mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Does that make sense? Mindsets. Mindset on the Spirit. That's what we're looking for. The mindset on the Spirit. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. If you come into somebody's house and they accept you, then their peace is on you. Don't leave that spot. Jesus is making a point. We're using that metaphor in there as we're looking for peace. We're looking for where God's at. We're looking for the open door. During worship, we're worshiping. And I sat back there about where Maggie's at right now. And I'm just kind of like, okay, we're gonna do this and I'm gonna engage here. And then at some point I just had to make a decision to enter in. Because I'm processing details and things and projector there, it makes me nervous. Projector sitting on a chair. And does anybody get nervous over things that you can't control? Am I the only one in the house? Somebody, please? Anybody? Oh gosh, thank you. I'm not alone. Right? When things don't work as planned, especially when doing them for over and over and over, and all of a sudden something changes up and the rug gets pulled out from under you, what do? You gotta find peace. How do you find your peace? Do you throw tools? That's not going to get it done very well. Do you enter in? Do you have to apologize a few times? I do. Depends on the subject, circumstances. But I'm okay with repenting. I'm not too arrogant that I can't repent. But I'd rather just find the way on. So we come up here and begin to worship, and this is my choice. I'm not saying you have to come up, but I'm saying I make a choice. I'm moving from that position, that mindset, to this mindset. And sure enough, in just a few moments, I see the open door. You just start looking for the open door, and it changes my attitude, changes my mindset. So what I want to encourage you to do is find peace. Look for peace. Like Jesus is saying, if you go to a house and they got peace, stay there. Stay there for a while. Hang in there because peace is your weapon. Peace is a place of warfare. It's not just this thing that's done to me based on circumstances. Peace is our warfare and our weaponry. Verse 9, it says this. Well, let me read verse 8. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you. When I was in Seattle not too long ago, me and my mother and one of my older brothers were in the hotel room. I had just went to see my sister. And my sister was very different than the last time I saw her. Her mind is not all there. Her emotions are out of whack, telling stories that aren't even real. Experiencing wild animals and all kinds of things. She's just being cared for. She's no longer mostly not present to care for herself. So I thank God for the Aurora House who is caring for her. But and we're talking, and I learned some things, and quickly the Lord began to help me understand how tomorrow was going to look, because I went there ahead of my mom and my brother just to kind of lay it, spy out the land, so to speak. We sat in the hotel room, and I said this. Picture this. We're kind of like in a foreign country, and we don't get to dictate what we're going to eat and how the table is going to be set up. We're going to get there tomorrow, and she's going to set the table, and we're going to eat whatever she gives us. She didn't serve food. I'm talking metaphorically. She's going to decide what we talk about. We're not there to extract repentance from her. We're not there to say, I told you so, or I you can move in with me, I'm so sorry. Or we're not there to do any of that stuff. We're there just to show mercy. So we're going to eat whatever is set before us. Paul says, become as they are that you might win the more. Right? So when we're building relationship and looking to impart the kingdom, we're looking for peace. We're not there to drive an agenda. We're there to build relationship with the strategy of the Holy Spirit. And then in that position, we build some equity. And then verse 9, he goes on and he says, then, and heal those who are sick and say to them, what's this? Come on, say it out loud. That's right. Heal the sick. Heal those that are sick and say to them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. Kingdom of God has come near to you. That, in essence, is the theology of the kingdom. We believe that Jesus is here now with the ability to heal the sick, with the ability to raise the dead, with the ability to lead people into Christ, the ability to set us free from sin, addictions, trouble, whatever that is. There's plenty of power here to do so, here on this earth, here by the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't just come in an overwhelming way where you can just call on it at any time and guaranteed it to happen. If that was the case, I would be visiting the hospitals all of the time and cleaning it out. But we've got to be led by the Spirit. Hence, there's that tension. Heal all of those who are sick. That's the Word of God. Now, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me regarding? He's saying, I'm available, but you got to seek me. I'm available, but you got to ask me. I'm available, but there's a few things I want you to deal with first. Like the woman at the well, you know the story? I want this water to drink. Jesus is like, cool. Go call your husband. Wait. That's not the subject I was talking about. I want living water. He says, I understand, but you've got 5 husbands, and the one you're with is really not your own. I want to deal with the issue so I can give you the kingdom. Let's be that sanctuary place. Let's be that place where we're sifted and we allow him to sift us. Sometimes it's a bit scary, but this is a real relationship with a real Savior who has real power and real authority, and he wants to give it to you. He wants to bring freedom to your life. He doesn't want you to be stuck in bondage of anything. It's not about condemnation. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, mind the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. So we want to find the Spirit of God. Heal those that are sick. Lifehouse Church, he's called you to be part of that kingdom application. Kingdom of God, by definition, would be something like this. It's the power and the authority of King Jesus manifesting through his saints. So when healing takes place, when somebody gets healed, or when there's power or some manifestation that's obvious, we can say the kingdom of God is here in a manifestation way. Kingdom of God means manifestation, means demonstration, So we preach it and say, Lord, come and demonstrate it. But I can tell you there's many times I've preached it and I didn't see the demonstration. But I want more of that. I'm looking for the demonstration. I'm looking for the power of God to manifest. We need power to lead people to Christ. We need to be intentional to heal the sick. We've got to be visiting hospitals. We've got to be sharing the gospel. We've got to be praying for people for freedom and deliverance. Speaking the word of God over our lives and circumstances. Governing your thoughts. And asking for the kingdom of God to come. Luke 10 is a clear example that the gifts and the power of God is still for today. He sent out the 70. You're the 70. There's arguments, well, he only did that to his disciples and the 12 apostles. Yeah, but he did it with the 70 as well. That's you. That's me. You're the 70. Does that make sense to you? We're called to manifest the kingdom of God. It's part of our inheritance. It's part of your heritage as a kingdom follower. The subject of King Jesus. Amen. You didn't know I had a sermon in my pocket like that, did you? God's good. Holy Spirit, would you come? You guys can stand if you like. For you. Simple. But here at Lifehouse Church, always, 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 if you need prayer for something, if you need healing for something, if you feel like you need to repent of something, and you just want to talk some things through, always, 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 there's an open door for that. So today, same thing. You're welcome to it. But I'm just going to simply pray for us. We'll worship for a minute, and then we'll be released. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you, Lord. And we ask that you would come with power. We ask that you would come with demonstration of the kingdom of God here on every single person. And I pray, Lord, if there's any hearts that are far from you that need to come closer, would you make that happen? We just release the love of God on every single person here. That they would know without a shadow of a doubt they are loved. No matter where you're at, no matter how far, how close, Jesus absolutely loves you and has a purpose for your life. Don't leave today. Remedying that if that's a problem, if there's division. So Lord, I ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to come and manifest your kingdom among us. Release your power, Lord, and release your goodness upon us today. We thank you for opportunities to overcome. We thank you, Father God, for your Spirit leading us and directing us and calling our hearts and encountering us, Lord, with something real, not something mundane and something just rote, but something fresh, something real. Would you call us today, Lord, into a special place where we draw close to you and come to know you, Lord? Would you visit us tonight as we sleep? Give us dreams, Lord. Stir us up. Call us into greater places to take greater risks for you. Lord, would you make us battle ready? Holy Spirit, we love you. We're so, so thankful for Jesus. Come and make Jesus known in this house. Come and make Jesus known in my house. family, my decisions, Lord. And I pray the same for every person here, that they would be able to pray that, mean that. Lord, that you would cause those prayers to be a reality, Lord. So, Lord, we love you. And we thank you today for your goodness.
Everything is on the threshing floor.